Everybody, well, this is another BBS program, and today, if you're live, it's April 8th, 2015, and today's our Wednesday program. And it's Wednesday, we're on Station 1. Friday and Saturday program, we're on Station 2. Well, clearing for people, let's do one for, I'm getting like betrayal. Oh, somebody has a different way of looking at betrayal. Somebody betray you, or did you betray somebody else? Oh, hopefully none of that happened, but we'll do a clearing for it. So think back in your life if something happened like that. Here we go. Listen to the energy. Think of your situation. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's get you into the present moment more, in case you're out in the Beyondo, the hell zone. So here we go. Let's do your finger exercise. And make sure that your finger is straight ahead of you. That's where it should be. Just have your body do it automatically. Just move your finger, you close your eyes, and have your body stop your finger, and you open your eyes, and it should be directly in front of you. If it's not, then you're not here. And that's not good for you, but it's really probably excellent for the alien, as they got you. So, let's bring you back to the present moment. I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, five. And if you're on the left side of you, your left, then you're in the past. If you're to the right side of being on center, then you're in the future. The left is where you normally live, where you deal with situations in your life that keep recycling. Now, you think of something, that's your fear energies typically, because most people live in fear from the past. And then your future energy would be more like your hopes and dreams, That's basically what that would be. But you want to be in the moment. That way, neither one of those can bring you into duality. Oh, let's get you back again in case you're not there. One, two, three, four, five. And now we're going to start with the light beam activation. And again, we're bringing the male energies. Even males, mainly because the energy is so strong right now, and there's a lot of stuff happening that the males need to come in to help out. Oh, here we go. First male light beam. Three of them coming into that picture. One, two, three, four, five. Next male light beam, if you have the three up on your screen. And three more males. So one, two, three, four, five. Oh, boy. And the last light beam picture. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, five. So when they come in, instantly they'll start to work with you. And that's why I yawn, because somebody out there, or many of you have situations going on. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Oh, I think we have Ann tonight. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. Welcome. If you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. He has a lot of information on there, things you can listen to, things you can watch. He has a YouTube channel that already, features a couple of your recent lectures, and I guess there'll be more on there soon, as well as your recent lectures are on Mr. Oxygen 1, if you'd like to hear those. So Ron is very generous with his information and with all the sample healings that he gives to us on these radio shows. We really enjoy it a lot. I read a New Age kind of thing that came on an email, Ron, some advice for people, and it said, pay particular attention to the patterns in your life, because those are the things that are going to keep happening until you learn the lesson. And I thought, oh, I'm so lucky to have myself cleared out from Creation Lightship. Because that's just about the opposite of what you say. Just notice if you have a pattern and then clear it.
Yeah, that's what the light does. It just takes it away. It doesn't need, the light doesn't care, what you have learned or your misfortunes or anything else. You just want to get rid of it. You know? Geez, you could be... Well, that teaching is the reason why everybody listening is probably still stuck here. Because you may have had some group guru like that in the past teaching that information. And remember, you don't need to figure out anything, you know? You just want to have it released so you can have peace energy there. And in a sense, to become peaceful. Or you could maybe say to start over again, you know. That'd be the right words to use there. But you want to become peaceful. And you don't want to have to stew in your past and regurgitate it and look at it and dissect it and what happened here and there. Because each time you think of something like that, you're now on another timeline. And so that's going to put you so far down the rat hole, probably won't even be able to use a flashlight, you know. It won't work. So we'll turn it back over to you, Ann. Do we have any good questions out there? Or?
We do. We have quite a few questions. And thank you. They came in on emails, and they also came in on the chat page. Let's see. We have one already on the fast chat thing. And I lost it. Okay. Oh, well, I remember what it said. What is exhaustion? How does that happen to us? Is it an attack? And how do we overcome it?
I would think most of that would be when you're not in the moment. Like I said, your energy gets taken when you're not in the moment, and or you could be energetically quartered by somebody. That could make you tired also. I feel like an attack can do that to you. You could have somebody doing dark arts on you, not wanting you to be well. Something, some kind of psychic whammy on you, or shaking the skin or whatever, you know, to do these awful things to you, using the chicken's energy as a dying or something. So that's what people do. It just seems to be a lot of the cultures that maybe don't have a lot of money, but they do have a lot of time, and they know about all these spiritual, we'll say, practices. And, you know, they may get paid to do things, dirty deeds to people. And they know how to do it because it's passed on through generation to generation. So they have the knack to do that pretty easily. A little tap into an energy pool. But you want to, you know, get your energy released from those things. That's the way of the dark side practitioner and or the hexes spell clearing. But the main thing is if you just start to feel tired, and there's no reason for it, you are under attack. That could even be by some person thinking of you. You know, normally we use the term attack by some alien out there sees your T-shirt that you're wearing and wants to connect with you, but it can also be done physically here. So what I'd say is get on that alien attack page first and see if it have any, you know, relief. From there, it would probably be energetic cordings. Last but not least would be psychic attack energies. Normally, you know, we're hoping that you don't have those. But yeah, somebody could cord you. In fact, let's see, what could I do here? Boy. You do anything to... What I can do is take away a person that's cording you. You may not even know who they are. Oh, here we go. This will be somebody that I guess I'll work with. Boy, head energy. So maybe you're not too smart today. That's the dumb clones, you know. Human clones can come in every 10 minutes. But maybe somehow you just don't like having enough oxygen, or you just feel like a little dingy or something. And that's maybe because somebody could have quartered you. So we'll take away those energetic cords from your head. Maybe you have a headache. Don't know why, just happened to come upon you. You know, this is what happens. Things happen this way. So let's take away that energetic cording, whoever got you, this year sometime. Here we go. You don't really think of anything. I'll just take it away for this last year. Somebody gave you a big whammy. So here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, somebody has it. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So just see how you're doing with that. That would be an energetic cording that somebody has connected to your head. Hopefully you're all feeling better. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I just want to ask you a question before I've read the next email I'm going to read for us, but I want to ask you something first. When, of course, you teach us to go within, keep our spirits in our bodies and our thoughts in our heart centers, and if we're doing that most of the time, or intending to do it all of the time, are we less susceptible to psychic attacks and courting?
Typically, yes. It all depends how much energy the person has for cordings, okay? So let's talk about cordings. So if you're in your body, pretty strong, then the energetic cordings may not work as well, but still they're connecting to the body. So they're getting the body energy. But for everything else out there, including some cordings, you need to have your spirit with you. Now, a person could suck the energy out of you, even if you are in your body. They can start stealing your spirit. So if you happen to feel good one day and you went into, subway or, shopping center or something, and all of a sudden, you walk in there and in 10 minutes you feel drained, like I haven't eaten today or something, or where did my energy go to? Well, somebody saw your energy and they try to steal it from you. Maybe they did steal it. So then you want to call your spirit back to yourself and get back into alignment. But sometimes just having your chakras way out of alignment can make you feel tired too, because you're not getting the energy. People can connect to your chakras, so that's another thing. So really what's happening to you along those lines is that you could be fine, go someplace, and you feel terrible. That's because the people there have stolen your energy. So if you do the shrink wrap, that may help you. It's difficult for me to talk about how to protect yourself with this because it doesn't always work 100% of the time. But the shrink wrap might be your best thing. Do I now increase my life force energy and then bring that energy right to your body? That could pop you back up again after you've been, psychically attacked by somebody. It could be a verbal attack, too. That can happen, too, and you can be drained. So just kind of do those things. Now increase my life force energy and the shrink wrapping. Then that's probably your best thing. Otherwise, what you're doing is psychic warfare. So you look at somebody and go, yeah, I'm going to cord my power chakra, and I'm going to now combat you, my psychic energy. Got to tip it back to you. Now you're engaged with that person. And all of a sudden, you're having this spiritual warfare going on, we'll say, or at least psychic warfare, mind energy, battle of the minds. And where's that going to take you? So, it's not going to be good. That's the hard thing that's here, because the aliens gave this way for people to attack other people. Really shouldn't even be here, but that's what they do. That's probably most of your problems with your life. Somebody's always trying to attack you, get into your energy field, and that's why you want to get back into peace. Don't emit anything. In a sense, I won't say that you're invisible, but in a sense, that's kind of how it would look for people, at least the aliens anyway. And I know people that have done the mind a heart drop and they're very peaceful. They can walk into a room or an area, and sometimes people won't even see them. They're like invisible. So if anybody has experienced that, it'd be nice just to send us a little testimony right now, or just say, yeah, that's happened to me when I did the mind a heart drop, Because really, these programs are for you. And it's nice to have the input from you people out there listening to help other people. So that's kind of why I like having, you know, the testimonials and the feedback from people. Is that, you know, it just helps everybody else. Even, you know, quote, quote, maybe dumb or stupid question that you may think you have, they're all probably pretty good. So remember, if you're questioning something, then by all means, somebody else may question it too. And just by mentioning something that you're having difficulty understanding, you know, you might hear it differently, and you might, you know, have a lot more clarity on what is actually going on. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I feel that. I feel that when I'm particularly peaceful, I'm almost invisible, and it's a good feeling. And I've just, you know, if you go into a crowded place and you feel off, is it a good defense to just really not look around too much or not wonder about people or listen to their conversations or think about them? Or wouldn't that help make you a little more safe?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, if you normally, once you get cleaned off, okay, we'll just look at two different scenarios here. You have the person who maybe has only had one clearing or none, okay, and they're using their psychic abilities to read a room. So they're already contaminated, and they're using their contamination trying to validate what's happening inside of a room. Well, it's real hard to, you know, find out what's happening because you're contaminated. You're not going to see those subtle changes and subtle energies because, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. Now, somebody who has been cleaned out and they're more in peace, they may feel a lot of energy that maybe they didn't know about before they had their clearings. And so what it does, it allows you to probably more instantly, wait a minute, I feel energy there. It doesn't feel right for me. I don't think I want to go there. Where before, maybe before you did clearings, you go, well, yeah, I can sense energy is what's going on here. You know, so you may engage more because you're curious. Curiosity killed the cat, but it had 9 lives. And so from there, you know, you don't want to really engage. And I'm sure most people out there who've had a few clearings, you don't want to have all your clearings, you know, go down the rat hole because, oh, somebody triggered you and sucked all your energy out, and all of a sudden now the clearing that you had that you thought you got rid of, they, you know, infested you with a lot more stuff, so now you need to get the unlimited to stay current. Well, basically that's what you would want to do if you have a problem. But most people aren't really wanting, after they have a few clearings, they want to keep peaceful because you've never been peaceful before in your life. And so, you know, when I do the Mind of Heart Drop at the expos, people sometimes they'll ask me to go, gee, Ron, that was like 15 seconds and I feel so good. Well, yeah. And that's the reason, because, you know, you're connecting to source energy, that's your spirit with you, and you don't think, and all of a sudden you become peaceful. So once you get into that peace mode, you really don't want somebody to come into your life to give you a lot of jargon and stuff and everything else, take you out of your peace. And then you want to keep your body temple holy, sacred. You know, you want to keep it sacred for yourself so you don't contaminate it anymore. And maybe for the first-time listeners, you're going to go, well, yeah, I don't know about this. Well, why don't you do a few clearings, because you got to get that emotional clearing done, because that's you know, infecting you. Oh, that's bad, because you got all those emotional stuff that you're dealing with. You're a target for everybody plus the alien, so you want to get that energy off of you. Once, you know, you're peaceful, then you're going to find yourself not engaging as much with the people that are highly contaminated and infected with duality. You don't want to go there. You don't want to get on their timeline. You just want to become peaceful to get off timeline so you can be in peace. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a question. You've almost kind of answered this, but let me read it anyway. Going within, I feel disempowered because I used to have a lot of spiritual presence from doing my practices such as yoga and meditation to help me go within. I feel much more externalized now as I have let out all of my spiritual energy and am not focused like I used to be. how do I go within if I don't meditate, or what is a better way to find that space within oneself?
Yeah, it'd be the mind of heart drop. So what I'm hearing you say is that the person used to have a ritual that took a lot of energy, and they had to do whatever they were doing, maybe the yoga stuff, and I'm not saying it's bad, but they had to do things to get them into a state of mind, we'll say, which is what you're doing with meditation, etc. They had to do all these spiritual practices, which took energy out of you, and now you're trying to put up this energetic wall around you to protect you from the stuff around you to give you peace. If you think it's flying at you, which it is, so you're trying to combat it with your psychic energies. That's what I'm hearing you say. And no, just do the mind of heart drop, and 15 to 20 seconds, you're there. You don't have to do all this stuff. So instead of engaging with it and trying to ward it off, I want to get a big stick and beating it off as it comes to you, you just, you know, walk away, Renee will say, and you do the mind of heart drop, get rid of all those thoughts. So, yeah, you will feel, you know, you're going to be at peace. And you may feel like you're disempowered because, you know, the highest power that you have is when you're at peace, but you don't know that. So there's no duality. So you're trying to use duality to bring you into peace. And it doesn't work that way because you're asking the mind for permission. And you want to use the mind to bring you into peace. There's no way that's ever going to work because it's a whole different energy. So that's the main situation there. And that's why it's so simple. And remember, these simple things that I teach people, that's all that you need to know. You know, a lot of people are very, really, really mental, very mental, and they want to try to figure something out and do this and do that. And they think they're being empowered, using their spiritual energies to do all this stuff. And no, you just do the mind of heart drop. You're there instantly. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, because you don't have to worry about that stuff. Just instantly becoming at one with yourself, and you're at peace. Nothing else is going to affect that peace because you commanded your spirit to work energy for you and through you. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. Spirit doesn't live there. So you're already barking up the wrong tree. You're down the rat hole further and further because you're using your psychic warfare energies and everything else to combat energies coming to you. Just the wrong type of way of doing things. But that's, like I said, why people are stuck here. So that's the bottom line. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And is it also that kind of feel-good thing that you get from a lot of the New Age practices? And you're mistaking that for true spirit, and which is already in you?
Yeah. See, the duality and the warm, fuzzy feeling, and, you know, you feel emotional, you have to cry because this wonderful healing happened to you, or you got, you know, touched by an angel or whatever, you know, that's all dark energy. So, you know, once you realize that when you're in peace, there's no vocabulary and there's no emotions there. So you're never going to have a warm, fuzzy feeling, you know, when you get into peace. When we do the clearings, we're taking away your gunk, your stuff, and that's replaced with peace. And when you look at a situation and there's nothing there, but you can see it, but you're not reacting to it, in duality, then you're at peace with that situation. And, of course, if you're at peace, you're not going to feel duality. That's where you want to be. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I was wondering, you spoke about the chakras before. Is it possible for you to align our chakras, or is that too big of a thing for the radio show?
I can do that.
Ooh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Well, so, only work a couple times here if you get on the archives. Mainly I do that so people can tell a friend, so they can listen and feel it, you know. So here we go. Now let's go to your heart center first. I always work with that first because you want to get that in alignment, because your heart center is your foundation of your life. You want to work with your spirit. That's why we always go there first. If your spirit happened to be in your little toe, we'll say, and that was where we needed to go to do that, then I'd be working with your little toe. But normally You know, with us here, Spirit somehow chose the heart center. Here we go. Going to realign that for you, which means that we're going to have your spirit pointed the right direction so it's facing forward. That's all that's needed. It could be sideways or crooked. So your heart chakra's forward. There we go. Great. Now we'll go to your throat first. We're going to go up. The heart would be your fourth chakra. The throat is the fifth. So working with that here. That around for everybody. That one gets attacked by people who maybe are jealous of what you're saying or something like that. All of a sudden you're going to get a psychic whammy in your throat. Especially if you're saying something that people don't like. So here we go. Oh, and now third eye. I don't work much with the third eye energies, but it has to be into alignment here. Only because a lot of people want to have that opened up and everything else, and really don't need to see anything. I see might terrify you to death. Well, third eye is fine. Power chakra, so that was number six. I don't ever use the crown, so that should be closed down. People say, well, this chakra is outside of your body. Yeah, well, of course. There's actually a chakra in every one of your cells, but we'll just keep it very simple here. We'll just go to the six chakras and balance them. So here we go. Working on your power chakra, number three. That's your solar plexus area. That feels good. Second chakra around your navel. There we go. Great. And base of your spine, your tailbone. First chakra, number one. Perfect. What I'll do is an opening to give you more energy inside of your body. So we'll go body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra, using the word spin to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin open. There. Now make sure that your left leg is running energy down it. That's right now. Say that it needs to be grounded, but sometimes that word gets misused. So you want the energy to go down to the bottom of your feet, basically. There we go. And other leg here. That's looking better. There we go. There, good. So there we go, everybody. Feel pretty good right now. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That felt really good. I was compelled to stand up when you started putting our energy down into our legs. So I really felt that. Thank you so much. Little reminder not to sit too long. Better to stand up. I was wondering one more thing. Could you shut down our crown chakras for us in case anybody's... You have done that a lot on the show, but not in quite a while.
Okay, here we go. Seventh chakra shutting down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you. Go ahead.
That maybe you have like a hat on or something, or like all of a sudden you feel more condensed. You might even feel a little heavy. Might feel like you put something on you like a wetsuit, sort of. Well, that's the way you're going to feel that's closed down, because it eliminates, not 100%, we'll say, but it's the best thing that you can do to keep the aliens from coming into you. And, you know, connecting to you, because they go into through the crown chakra. That's the main link from the beyondo to you. So keep that crown chakra closed. Do the opposite of what people tell you to do. People could be shapeshifters. You have food. So they're the talent scouts. They're out looking for the prey, you know. For the prey. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, and teaching us all the exact opposite of what we should be doing. Okay, we have a couple of comments from listeners, Ron, about the being invisible and shrink wrapping. So, yes, that has happened to me. I agreed to meet people and have been wearing bright colors, but was also running the crown chakra alien cording disconnection at the same time, and they told me that they couldn't see me or find me.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, that no one else can find you either to steal your energy. But you want to keep your body temple sacred. And that's what you're doing. Very, very good.
Yeah. And someone else wrote, for over 2 years on my job, I have not had a secret shopper come through my line and judge my performance because I shrink wrap my body while I am at work. Sometimes people don't come through my line as a cashier because they say they didn't see me. I usually have to call them over so I can take care of them and do my job.
Very good. That's very, very good. That's good validation that you're all self-contained and you're not leaking energy. Remember, when you leak energy, then, you know, it's kind of like throwing out a sugar cube to the ants. You know, all of a sudden, you know, within a certain amount of time, that sugar cube will be full of ants, if you have ants, okay? And, you know, they're getting, you know, they're having their harvest. So not being connected, and you're probably much more peaceful. I imagine the person that's been doing it for a couple of years here. That's great. Don't know where you are until you start looking back. Look back, you don't have much memory of it, and you go, wow. Well, sometimes you may get a trigger thing or something, but you know, the more you're in peace, less your past is going to affect you. Because your past is generating your future. Moment, then, that point, you're not using duality to do it, you're using your spirit, and that's the difference. So you want to be peaceful, manifest from peace, rather than manifest from desire and anger, frustration, fear, whatever, because that's all psychic energy once you start looking at it, and that's how the aliens do it. So they gave you this weapon of psychic attacks, and the fuel for that, the motivation to and the intensity of that psychic attack that you're doing, that people are doing to you, is from how much pain do they have, how much anger. And, you know, or looking at it, you can see it makes a lot of sense that you want to be peaceful, not to tie in with other people. You will say organizations and things, because they can take you sideways. So as you start working on yourself, you're going to become more peaceful, which is the main reason for being here. You want to be at peace to enjoy your experiences, not to judge anything. And if you make a mistake and something doesn't work out right for you, you don't want to beat yourself up. Later say you want to find out why you did it. Just, you know, say, okay, that's an experience that I chose and I want to move on. Oh, if you have an unlimited clearing on one of those things that you can do just to get it out of your field and or do a bunch of timeline crashes on it, then do that and out of that energy and then start over again, you know? You're only judging yourself. The light doesn't judge you. People judge you too, but when you start becoming more of who you are, which is peace, that's what you are, is peace. You're a manifestation of peace, creativity. And so once you become that, then all of a sudden you can bounce back into that energy very quickly when you find yourself going astray. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, listeners, for commenting, and especially that person that wrote in that they're a cashier, because that's particularly powerful, I feel, because that's someone who's out in the public all the time for their job. And then they're saying that that works for them. The shrink wraps really helped, and that's really great news, so thank you. Okay, we seem to have a theme here, Ron, so I'm going to go on to the next email. Heart energy. I feel that my heart energy has weakened to such a level that it's practically absent. After many efforts to uphold my spirit in a high vibration of integrity, but failing so many times, I now am not able to hold a space of love anymore like I used to. I've accustomed to a lot of low vibrations and lost the higher consciousness I was resonating with and manifesting in. How should I get my life back in the light when I feel darkness is overtaking me?
Okay. Well, this will be a little different. What I'm hearing the person saying is that they use love energy and to motivate them to do things, and they thought that was the higher consciousness, which was love. No, you got into a high current consciousness of love, which brought you into duality of maybe fate, a hate or fear or something. So, the low vibration of love. So you're just too far out in duality with love. You want to become peaceful. So, you know, you don't want to deal with love. You know, just scratch that word and out of your vocabulary and thoughts. You want to become peaceful. So by trying to achieve something, you probably got put into peace and you felt like you lost everything. Like I said, there's nothing in peace that's going to give you a pat on the back and move mountains for you and, you know, do all this stuff for you to move things out of your way like they do with the law of cause and effect, you know, with the, you know, your, like the secret that people were talking about, well, years ago. You know, you don't want to engage. So where you are, you're probably at peace, wanting, thinking that you lost all your horsepower as you're not in duality any longer. Well, you actually accomplished that if you are in peace. You won't feel like, you know, like you're so strong headed or putting energy out in the psychic realm as when you were in the love energy, trying to get higher and higher love. You're actually going further out on the pendulum, which would bring you those duality energies, making you think that you really had something going for yourself. You actually went down the rat hole really far. So if you're not feeling anything at all, that means you're not in love any longer. You're probably in peace. And you might feel like, what, you know, that you lost everything in your life. Well, that's the way you feel when you're in peace. So there's no more duality. You're out of the game. You're out of, you know, the contract law of having contracts, you see. You're not contracting with people for duality. You gave it up. You said, up, take your resentments and go. You know, I want to be in peace. I don't want to contract with anybody to have the law of cause and effect hitting me over the head. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I really liked your statement there, because I know there's actually another question coming up about love and using that word. And yeah, I loved your example of if it has an opposite, you're not in peace. And that's just a really good way to look at it. And I had an idea about this, but let me read this next question first. This person, is a listener. Ron has said that we don't want to love since it's in duality. So how do we love something out of our lives, which is that wonderful tool you've given us, Ron?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it seems like someone's like, yeah. Without going into duality. Like, would doing that put them into duality?
Yeah, I had to use love because that's the only way I could communicate it to people, because everybody associates love. So loving it out of your life, because you brought it in with love. See, because the love brought you there, okay? So whatever you're dealing with, the love did it to you, okay? Which means that you were really far out on the end of a reality, and it came to you through love. You want to get it out of your life, so you want to denounce the love. You want to love it out of your life. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does, yeah. So that's really interesting. I just got now, it's like love is even bigger than we think. It's not just in love or loving our children and our friends. It's really big, and it's all duality.
And you look at it, you know, if you ask somebody, do you like pizza or do you love pizza? Okay. Pizza person, and maybe they have pizza once a week. They don't like it. They love it because they're having it once a week. Okay, you have to look at it. Whatever you get involved with, you love that, you know, and you may love going to work, okay, because you like whatever that brings you, you know, but you want to become peaceful, because you will get the duality coming, because remember, that pendulum is physically moving. It goes all the way to the extremes, the left, we'll say, which we'll say is love, just to make it that way. And it goes all the way that it can, and then all of a sudden it can't stay there because you're dealing in duality, and duality is active energy, okay? Peace, it's stopped. So you're dealing now with the opposite of where you were, and it swings the other way. And all of a sudden you might lose your pizza, okay? And maybe, you know, if you like your pizza and you love it, maybe if you became neutral, maybe you'd say, you know, I don't like the grease on the pizza and the cheese isn't that great of cheese, you know, and has all this juice, you know, from the pepperoni, and I know it's not good for me, but it does taste good, but I just don't know, you know. But before, you love it, okay? So that's kind of the way you look at it. Once you get into peace, all those human desires of living life here, what it brings you, all of a sudden you may feel completely empty. That's what I kind of mentioned before on some of the shows, is maybe the people that were in peace initially got tired of peace, peaceful, and they wanted to have some type of cause and effect energy, so they wanted to deal with pain and suffering because it gave them some energy that they could experience more, and it gave them that aha, and oh man, I got hurt, and this is painful, and what do I do next, and how do I get out of it, you know? And so it gave you something to go for from both dualities, and maybe that's what, you know, attracted people to get into the alien agenda here, as they tempted you, took you away from your peace. So, back to you.
Okay, so let me just make sure we've answered this person's question. Well, there's two other questions. Does it need to be done out loud, like the mind to heart drop and other commands?
Yeah, if you want to work in, okay, you're living in two areas. When you think, you're in the thinking consciousness of darkness. Okay? You're not here. Okay? So you can think about cutting your grass, and you can do that wonderfully and think about it 1,000 times, seeing yourself cutting your grass and smelling the nice fragrance of the grass. And, you know, you can do that 1,000 times. But all of a sudden, where's the physical stuff? Look out your window and your grass isn't cut. So in a sense, when you think like that, you know, it's like the mental masturbation. That's what you're doing. You got to say it in the physical. The physical is going to work for you. It's like cutting the grass. You can't think about cutting the grass. You got to act on it. You need to be in the physical, be on this planet to be able to do what you want to do here. You can think about winning the lottery all you want. I won't say that you have to say it out loud to win it. You might try that, but I won't recommend it. No, because I think the dark side, sees you, and they may not want you to win it, you see. Somebody in Oregon, I heard, and I think they won it either two or three times. I mean, hello, what kind of contract do they have, you know? You know, anyway, I won't get into that, but who are they? Or what are they, I should say. You know, it's like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what you are? Well, it's a lot of meaning there, you know? Anyway, the whole thing is to get back into peace. And the further out you are, that love energy or whatever it is, or hate energy, if you hate everybody, what are they going to tell you to do? You're going to start loving somebody, right? So you can get away from all this hate and anger, right? And so they will tell you to do the opposite of where you are. Well, they're trying to help you, and it does help, I would imagine, but, you know, you need to stop in the middle to get into peace. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And then just the last part of this, Ron has talked about this a lot before on the show, but this person's asking, could you give an example of how you would love something out of your life?
Well, I got a message here. We had two shows on BBS Archives, 10-1-2014 and 12-10-2014, and they're both on Wednesday shows, and we do address that. So let's see. How do you get a person out of your life, or just how do you get a situation, or what?
Probably a situation.
Okay.
You know, let's talk about a health issue, maybe.
Okay, so you have cancer, right? You go to the doctor, you know, you have a lump or something, don't feel quite well, you know, and, naturally your energy was probably pretty good, but you have all this information in your head. that you've been reading about cancer. Maybe you're wearing one of those little ribbons on you for the last couple years, and all of a sudden you got cancer because you aligned yourself with that ribbon. Cancer, okay? So you have that on you, and you're promoting it. You know, maybe you're in front of grocery stores telling people all about it, and then you go, wow, you have cancer? Well, yeah. So you go to the doctor, and they got, you know, you have a little lump, and they doctor looks at you and says, yep, you got cancer. How'd you get that? You go, well, I don't know. They won't tell you that you were wearing the T-shirt, you know, to take it on and to get it with everybody else who had cancer. You're now aligned with them, but we'll forget about that. So all of a sudden you got cancer. So right away you're going to want to throw up. Naturally, is that going to kill you? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what do you do? Well, you got to love it out of your life. So the first thing is what you want to do is you have to embrace it. You got to take the bull by the horns and look that bull directly in the eyes. So you got to say, I love my cancer. Most people who I tell that to, they'll probably give me the finger, will say, walk the other direction, because they don't get it, okay? And so naturally you go, I love my cancer. Now, what is it doing to you? How do you feel about it? Well, you want to, are you afraid of leaving your family? Well, that's a big one. Are you afraid of leaving your dog or cat to some other owner? Are you afraid of death? So we'll just say that I love my cancer, and I'm afraid I'm going to die from it. So that's it. Now, is dying from that enough of the emotional charge on it, okay? That could happen. I won't say it will, but that could be a possibility. Maybe you don't want to be miserable. Maybe you don't want to be bedridden. Maybe the fear of being bedridden is more, or dysfunctional, is more than dying, okay? So you got to find out what pushes your buttons. Now you want the biggest button that you can find that's going to probably make you want to throw up, that's going to make you want to cry, that's going to make you feel sorry for yourself. So we'll just say being bedridden, okay? So I love my cancer, and I love being bedridden, okay? Well, you know, it's how it's going to affect you. And you keep saying that out loud, over and over again. Out loud, remember, you're in the physical here. You're not in the mental realm. You want to get the mental out of you into the physical because you already got it programmed in you. So you keep saying it out loud and, you know, maybe 1,000 times. And it's good to have a friend come and hold your hand, we'll say, or say it with you because they probably got it also because your friend knows you. You're probably both in the same boat. They may not have it yet, but it's good to have a backup team. So in case you can't pull yourself out of it, you know, you don't want to go into depression. So you keep saying it, and all of a sudden you're going to hit rock bottom. You're going to be crying your eyes out probably. Might even be throwing up. Might be throwing up that cancer, you know. And then all of a sudden, as you keep saying it more and more, and if you can't hit rock bottom to come up, and you get kind of like green behind the gills, you know, and you go, I just can't do this anymore. Then get a positive affirmation. You already write it down to begin with. Just have one in front of you. I'm a nice person. My dog loves me. You know, something that's going to bring you out of this negative energy. And you say that a bunch of times to make yourself feel better. But we'll say you hit rock bottom and you're still going and you're crying and you feel sick and you're shaking and breaking out into a cold sweat. And you keep saying it and saying it. Then you're going to start reversing it, and you're going to realize, geez, how could that word cancer, just strictly letters with that word, have all this power over me? And you keep saying it and saying it, and you'll probably be crying with laughter about how stupid it is that you bought that system, okay, and your body bought it. And you keep saying it and saying it. Now you get rid of that one. Maybe there's another issue. Maybe there's a money issue there, okay? I thought I'd throw that out here to go a little sideways here. So maybe, you know, Uncle Harry died or is going to be dying, and you got this inheritance coming in a year and a half. Life expectancy is 9 months. So now you go, wait a minute, I don't want to die of cancer. I got Uncle Harry's money coming, and you know. So now you say, I love my cancer, and I'm, you know, I don't want to miss out on Uncle Harry's money that he willed me or something, right? And you keep saying that over and over again to break that energy out of you. Because that could be a big fear coming into you that, man, you worked your whole life, and now you got this reward coming, and you're going to die before you get it. So, and that could even be with some of the systems that we have here, where people have possibly lost, you know, their money from the stock market, or, you know, their different, what are they, the 501 plans and stuff that got stolen or taken or whatever. Maybe you have a lot of anger toward that already, you know. You know, you had your little nest egg put aside and it got taken from you. And that could maybe give you answer also. So if that's happened to you, you know, I, you know, figure out an affirmation for that, you know. I love losing money, you know. That's what you did, right? I love losing my money, and I love being on the streets because I can't get a job. Okay, something like that. So you may want to look at that at Avenue 2. And well, there's all different ways to do this, but you may want to go on different tangents of that situation. And the more you say, the more you unblock the energy in you to get it out of you. Then all of a sudden you're going to say, yeah, this stuff, you know, big deal. I got cancer. Before, I thought about it and it frightened me, and I'm in fear of this whole thing, and I got terrorized. And naturally, the doctor's not going to say, oh, you know, you look fine to me. You have cancer. You're going to live for another 40 years. Don't worry about it. No, they're going to say, uh-oh, I see, you know, you're there now, you know, as a victim. Well, let's see. You got to take this, that, and the other. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Oh, by the way, what insurance company do you have, you know? And so, you know, all they see you is the meal ticket, you know? And so that's the way it works. So just, and I'm sure there are doctors who help people, you know. But basically, you're going to be going back for a checkup. And you keep doing that affirmation. And they might just say, geez, what did you do, you know? So anyway, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. So back to you.
We love it when you go off on tangents, Ron. No problem.
I'll tell you a story. This is a story here. A long time ago, I was working with a Chinese person, and he was kind of broken English, and he had cancer, and I was doing clearings on him, and he was getting better. I first did it. He called me up. Somehow, I don't know exactly what happened, but he called me up and said, Ron, can you help me? I have this cancer. And I said, yeah, I can do a session for you. So maybe I did about six sessions, a private session. This is a long time ago. And he says, well, you know, I'll give you a call in a week. You know, so he was sort of bedridden. The first session, he drove from Los Angeles or San Diego, some probably able to say L.A., to Las Vegas and back. And everybody couldn't believe that he drove that far, because he couldn't hardly drive at all. That's what the first session did. So in the meantime, something was going on to where he had to, in order to get money from something, maybe, I don't know what it was, but he had to get money. And so the doctor said that, wow, this is great. I'm giving you this medicine, these pills, but he wasn't taking them. So he now was like this experiment, and the doctor thought, man, that this you know, is really good for this person, so they're going to give him something else. And he said, Ron, you know, you helped me out so much, I really loved it, but I feel that if I go on with this here, it's going to kill me, what they're giving me. And I don't know what it was. It's some kind of experimental something. And he said, you know, that's what my intuition is, but I have to take it because my whole income is based on this here, and if I can take this drug, then I'll be able to get my finances back because the doctor is going to say okay to whatever his insurance company or something or whatever. So anyway, he took the drug and, you know, he died. But anyway, very sad for me. But he called me up and he thanked me. And anyway, he drove, he was, you know, like bedridden after the first session and drove all the way to Las Vegas in the summer and back. So back to you, Ann. I guess it's time to go probably pretty quick here.
It is time to go, and thank you, Ron. That was so interesting, and it's a shame when people have a healing but they don't believe it and they go back into the mind programs.
He had to do that to get his income. Somehow,
yeah.
I don't know if he was on SSI or something, but... he could get money if he was on the drugs or something. I don't know what it was, but could not take it because he didn't want to take it. But he said, "Well, in order for me to live, I got to get this money." Oh,
right.
Anyway, but hopefully the shows help people. You know, you want to say everything out loud that you want to have happen to you in your life. It's the mental plane that's what got you stuck here. That's why you're still here now. So you need to command your spirit each time you do this, and standing out loud is one way to do that. Always command it if you wish to, and you can always whisper it. People may think you're kind of nuts, you know, talking to your spirit all the time. But, you know, all you want to do is get in the present moment and watch what's happening around you. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop here. So commanding your spirit out loud to help you to take the thoughts out of your head and drop them into your heart. It's that simple. It's kind of like ring the doorbell, wake it up, because it's not listening to any of your thoughts, and it's not going to really listen to what you're talking about all the time. But when you know, command it to do something, then all of a sudden it can wake up. So we'll say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. That's simple. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can do it less if you wish, but, you know, do it, you know, 10 to 1 maybe for a week. And I get the hang of it here. So you know that it's working. A lot of people can feel the energy dropping down. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now you're at peace, no thoughts, and you're in source energy with your spirit. A reunion. So here we go, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Night all.